What I had envisaged for the 50th celebrations was festivals, core festivals during the school holidays in particular. We started off the music festival in October. We moved into arts festival because traditionally we've been having arts festivals in April, and then looking at a short film and drama festival in the June-July school holidays. For this, you know, it's funny because it started off with visual arts. I kept getting told off because arts covers those three areas, but visual arts is not just paintings on the walls, it's sculptures, it's handcrafts, it's carvings, there's digital art as well. So it also kind of ballooned, but mindful that we're still having once weekly flights, and mindful of how previous arts festivals have been operated, and it's a phenomenal task and stressful for the organising group committee. We decided to slim it down, to focus on these arts, working with local artists such as John Pulley, Mark Cross, but also with NGOs such as Niue Council of Women, Talatalai, Fisika Nai. But I think one of the other highlights is the launching of the Niue Arts Residency Program, and that is in conjunction with Creative New Zealand.